Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Yeah, with Diggs, adding him is one of those guys I talked about. He's been a great player in this league for a long time, well-respected. He's been a great teammate. He's been a leader, a captain. And when you look at him and you watch the tape and you put it on, you know, no one doubts the playmaker that he is, right? He changes games for the teams that he's been a part of, and we're anticipating the same thing for us.
That's interesting. That was D'Amico Ryans on Stephon Diggs. We're going to hear from C.J. Stroud in just a second. I'll be honest, I didn't know that he'd been a captain at some point during his career, and I think that's significant. Because look, the big concern with bringing Stephon Diggs in, Seth, is what could happen behind the scenes. I think very few people are concerned that he's washed as a player. I know his numbers were down the second half of last year, but if you watched the games, you can see he can still play. But I think the fact that he's got that gene in there somewhere, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. He certainly hadn't been acting like a captain the last year and a half in Buffalo. Mm-hmm. But my guess is that D'Amico Ryans, and to a different extent, C.J. Stroud, but certainly D'Amico's the one, and Nick Caserio, who ultimately have to answer for bringing Stephon Diggs into the locker room. My guess is D'Amico is supremely confident that if that guy has that side of him in there, that that's the side he's going to bring out when he becomes a Houston Texan.
Right. And especially just for 1 year. I think that, you know, there's always that sliding scale of, you know, how much is a guy, what is he like normally under pristine circumstances versus how is he when things get a little bit tough. And, you know, mind you, like, this is a team that he was playing for a team last year that played the Chiefs to the brink in the playoffs. So, and he himself, like, Stephon Diggs was the problem in that game, one of the problems in that game. He had two fumbles, or two drop passes and a fumble, and a drop pass at the end that was very catchable and likely would have been a touchdown, or at least set up a touchdown. So, like, it wasn't like it was rough in Buffalo. That was a good football team. That's the only thing that makes me nervous, is that he was a problem child on a really good football team. So it's not, I think this, the sliding scale for Stephon Diggs, there's less room for error, but when it's a 1 year deal, then so be it. I think the other part about Diggs though too, is I believe DJ Bienemé asked him yesterday about the drop off, asked D'Amico about the drop off in his production last year. That part 100%, I think, was all Joe Brady, the new offensive coordinator who took over in week 11 last year, trying to make Josh Allen and that offense into just a more professional quarterback and offense where you distribute the ball. And then ideally what happens is in the playoffs, when you go to Stephon Diggs, you've got more opportunity for explosive plays because people can't fixate on him. And that is what was happening. That's what happened in that Chiefs game in the playoffs. Stephon Diggs had it. He had it. Yeah. He was open down the field. And the skill is still there. The playmaking ability is 100% still there. It was that the Bills were just trying to spread the ball around more, make a conscious decision to do that. CJ's already there at that part where he's making the conscious decision to spread the ball around. He already was all the way through his rookie season. So I don't worry about it. I don't think we should get fixated on, you know, how many yards people get, because it's impossible to say. It's just impossible to say. It's going to be a game plan by game plan thing and a quarter by quarter scenario. Who gets the ball most based on basically who is the defense neglected on any given
totally,
play?
Totally, totally. Yeah, that dude was leading the league in receiving halfway through the season last year.
That's the key. No, he was on pace for like 1,600 yards, and there wasn't a discernible physical drop-off. There wasn't an injury or something that sparked it. It was completely and totally a change in offensive coordinator and a change in scheme more so than anything else.
Yep. D'Amico Ryans asked the question. Yes, was asked the question yesterday. Hey, you already got Nico. You already got Tank. Why adding Diggs to the mix?
I don't think it hurts to add a lot of playmakers to your team. So as many guys as you can add, we're trying to add as many playmakers as we can, offensively, defensively, right? We're trying to build the best team for 2024. And that's what myself and Nick, that's what our job is, to add the right pieces, acquire the right players to help up, have us go out and be our best in 2024.
I think it was Florio that called this a luxury purchase by the Texans in bringing in Diggs. And I know a lot of people were clamoring and wanted the Texans to still sign another receiver, trade for Keenan Allen, whatever it might be, T. Higgins. I think it is important to point out that it's not typical. Like, I think that if you thought, like, well, if Caserio doesn't sign a third receiver, then he's a bum. Like, you're out of line, honestly, because it's very, as we went through the other day, there's very few teams that have three really good receivers at the top of their depth chart. It doesn't work that way in the NFL. It's not the way teams choose to build, and they don't feel desperate if their third guy isn't an awesome wide receiver as well. So they are very much like doubling down on having strength at the wide receiver position, which is fascinating because you've got this defensive-minded head coach that a lot of people were concerned and wondered whether, like, oh, well, can they actually do it? Man, I don't know. They're trying like hell to give Bobby Slowick and C.J. Stroud everything they can to really be genuinely explosive, which is exciting.
Yeah. Well, and I would add to it, not just a defensive coach, but a GM who comes from a place where, you know, that this was not normal. Like, Randy Moss was the one, like, time they splurged for a big-time wide receiver and brought him in. Other than that, it was Tom Brady, you know, dinking and dunking to a bunch of, you know, to a bunch of average guys.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true. Yeah, for all like his
both
whiny
fronts.
If Aaron Rodgers had played for New England with the way that they treated the offense, Aaron Rodgers would have been besides himself with rage, as he also bragged about his ego being dead. He would have thought it was the worst thing in the world that they just didn't help him out on offense. Which that's exactly what they did, and that's exactly what they did in New England forever. There are a few things that Caserio has done that are decidedly non-New England.
Yeah.
One of which is like the draft strategy has been way different than how Belichick has typically operated it. Like Texans don't go for any small school guys at all compared to Belichick, who's in love with small school guys. And then I think spending on offense and spending on wide receivers specifically is not something that they like to blow draft picks on wide receivers.
They do.
They didn't want to spend on them.
Right. Here's C.J. Stroud yesterday. C.J. met with the media. Will Anderson met with the media. We'll hear from Will a little bit later. That's always fun. Here is, I think it's a very relatable story. Very relatable these days when a lot of times the first thing I know I do is pick, you know, I wake up, I'm groggy. First thing I do, look at my phone, see who texted or whatever. Here was C.J. Stroud on how he found out about the Stephon Diggs trade.
I found out I was actually asleep. I was asleep. I've only been in the West Coast. I've been back home in L.A., so I was knocked out. And I keep my phone on Do Not Stir. I get a lot of phone calls. and so I didn't really know. And I woke up, and my boy Chase B texted me. And he's like, how you feeling, bro? And I'm good, fam. How are you? And so, like, and then I had sent, like, five texts like that. And then I woke up for real. This house kind of like halfway texting in the bed. Woke up, brushed my teeth, washed my face, you know. And then I seen the news, and I seen it on like Instagram. I'm like, oh shoot, that's what they talking about. So I didn't even tell Chase B or anybody like that. That was what I was implying, which is really just checking. I thought he was checking up on me, but no, it was cool. You know, it was really fun to see that. And this past, no, I mean, this last year I didn't have the opportunity to go before OTAs and have guys come out. I'll probably do something again, hopefully after OTAs. But that was just like, hey, man, I'm up here throwing. Like, you guys want to come down? And, man, it went great, though. Like, Mitch really, like, looks amazing. He looks really, really all the way back, you know. And then Tank looks great, and so did Diggs and a couple other guys who came out.
Yeah, liked hearing that about Mechie. I wonder if he knew this was at all that this was coming, you know?
Right, yeah, because, I mean, he didn't know that he was going to get drafted by the Texans
until he got drafted
by the Texans, which obviously he didn't know anything about. That's a whole different scenario, but I think that I doubt he did, just because I think Nick moves pretty fluidly. You know, it's not like they had set their sights on Stephon Diggs and Stephon Diggs alone. It was just several days earlier they'd had their eyes set on Keenan Allen. And yeah. I don't know, like, when all these different calls are happening and whatnot. Remember, the serious call to the Bills wasn't made until Tuesday. And, yeah. You know, we're working on. By the way, I admire, it wasn't clear whether it was Chase B, his friend, who's a producer and DJ in Houston. It wasn't clear if it was Chase B that had texted him five times or if it was like various other people.
Oh, I assumed it was various other people is what I assumed.
I wonder, I would admire Chase B if Chase B managed to text him five times but without offering like the actual clarity
as
to what it was. Like, just kind of wanted to let CJ discover it on his own.
Let it marinate a little bit.
Assuming.
Yeah.
It would have been 8 a.m. local time. Or right. Local Pacific time.
Oh, when the trade went down. That's right, because it came down right at the end of our show. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll always remember that. That's one of my where were you when moments.
Right.
I will always remember 9:59 a.m. Lopez came in and taunted us with the news that the Texans had traded for Stephon Diggs.
Yep.
Yeah. And then Figgy cut my mic off. I'll never forget that.
Yep. That's where I was. The OJ chase and the old mic cut off. I give CJ, CJ, that might be the biggest example of how calm he is. If I had five texts from people, different people saying, are you okay? Like, how you doing? You know, like, hey, how you feeling or whatever? That'd be hard for me to go right back to sleep again.
This is, I gotta talk to Meltzer about this, because this is classically the way Mike Meltzer would have broken something to me like this. Is Mike has this habit of, if something happens in the news or something, all he'll do is text you the name.
Yeah.
So, like, he would have texted me, Diggs! Exclamation point. And yeah. I'd be like, what? Okay, what? And then I'd have to... And then you got to go Google. I got to go do research to reply to a Meltzer text.
Yep.
And I would have discovered it that way. So yeah. I feel like that's... Well, and that is what happened to CJ. Didn't realize that's what he was supposed to be
doing. How you doing?
He said the news, and then he clarified, like, Instagram. That's how we get our news. I also like that, like every Zoomer, and I think increasingly almost everybody of any age group, he keeps his phone on Do Not Disturb. The kids these days, they are not going to get your phone call.
Yeah.
It's on Do Not Disturb. They don't want to mess up their flow or anything, so they just, it's on silent. They'll see it when they get to it.
There you go.
Sean, do you remember what it was like when you had to, when you were stuck with your landline and the only recourse you had was to, like you were going to get a 2 a.m. call at some point?
Take the phone off the hook was the only recourse, right? Like
I never understood that. It always bothered me, like even as I was walking away and I heard that, nay, 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 nay.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Eventually. What did it do? How did it go? Okay, good enough.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Let's get one more from CJ Stroud in here. What does Stephon Diggs bring to the offense?
He adds a ton of value, you know, to that room. There's a lot of a wisdom that he carries that I think he'll spread to the other guys. And, you know, he's been really reaching out to really everybody, you know. And I think that whole room in general is going to be great. I think we're all going to eat off each other, you know. It's going to be very fun and very exciting, you know, just to work with everybody in that room. And I'm very excited for it.
Me too. I'm looking at the list here that you and I went through last week of the number three wide receivers on what are largely believed to be the best wide receiving cores in the league.
Yeah.
And whereas the Texans' third wide receiver is, we'll call it Tank Dell, the other ones had Tutu Atwell, Devontae Parker, Trey Palmer, the Irwin, the bearded, mulleted Irwin kid from the Bengals.
Oh, not our listener, Irvin.
Irwin, our listener.
Irwin, I mean, excuse
no,
me.
No, yeah. No, yeah. Braxton Berrios.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So they Traylon Burks. So we got Tank Dell.
Traylon Burks is a third receiver. A.J. Brown's. Oh, wow. Okay.
No, DeAndre Hopkins and Calvin Ridley are the top two there.
No, I know. I'm saying A.J. Brown's replacement is now third best receiver.
The guy they picked. The guy they picked with the A.J. Brown pick. Yeah, it's not everybody's Justin Jefferson, man. Like, it doesn't always just work. You know?
Hey, why bother? Why mess around with this guy? Sure, our entire system is predicated on setting up deep shots to A.J. Brown. Let's trade away that dude.
Trade him away.
Yes, and then we'll get rid of Derrick Brown. Derrick Henry for no good reason, yeah. Really, other than that it's time to move on. Let's take a washed up Dallas Cowboys has-been.
Man,
yes.
Man. Text message. Or you could have simply unplugged the phone cord from the wall. Thank you. Advice applicable in 1992. We appreciate that very much. All right, headlines. Let's get to headlines next.
This is the problem, though, is what I'm going to tell this person. The problem with unplugging the problem was your only way of getting urgent news was through the telephone.
Yeah, that's true.
So it wasn't as simple to just unplug the phone line, because if there were a genuine emergency, how would people get through to you?
Yeah.
You know, there's no filter on your phone like there is on your cell phone where you can have a do not disturb except for your mom and whomever else.
Yep, yep. We didn't sleep as well back in the day.
Your mom and your side chick.
That's it. Okay. Your Kumar. headlines. Astros lose. We'll hear more from D'Amico Ryans. And a whole lot more to get to here as we roll on a Tuesday, Payne and Pendergast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.